Queridos hermanos y hermanas, dear friends, we all know what it feels like to have one set of expectations and then, much to our surprise, to discover that things turn out very differently. I mean, in little things, big things too, but also in little things. So that, for example, a menu promised at breakfast time turns out to be quite different, even though we've thought about it with anticipation all day long, turns out to be quite different when we show up at the supper table. Or a great idea for a gift at Christmas turns out to be impossible because it's out of stock, it has to be ordered, and it's going to take 3 weeks, and so, well, we have to change our plans. A new boss coming in, appointed, initially very much feared because of a reputation for being harsh and rigorous, turns out to be, well, much nicer than we ever expected. The threat of punishment by an impatient mother who says, "You wait till your father comes home." And we live for several hours in kind of hesitant fear and anticipation, only to find out that when he does come home, well, he just sits down and says, "Tell me the story," and listens, and then offers some kind of adult sharing advice. And you say, "That isn't quite what I expected, but it was very nice." My point is, in a lot of little things, big things too, but little things, they don't just turn out the way we expected or feared. Well, that's precisely what happened in the relationship between Jesus and John the Baptist. As I often like to point out, John called the nation back to the Jordan River, back to where it all began 1,000 years earlier. He called them back to that place where their ancestors had entered the promised land with a great deal of enthusiasm and expectation. Israel started with a great deal of promise and then made a mess of things, really, for 1,000 years. They made a mess of things. And John called them back to the Jordan River, maybe much to John's surprise, the signs of God at work turned out to be not people being punished, receiving their comeuppance from an angry God who was really exasperated. Maybe it wasn't quite that. He did want them to feel the waters of Jordan around their ankles. He wanted to baptize them into the promise offered by the prophets of Amos and Jeremiah, the promise of punishment for those who disobeyed. And he wanted to announce a figure of judgment like them, but much to John's surprise, maybe even shock, Jesus came with prophetic purpose, but a different timetable. A different timetable. Jesus came with a renewed invitation to grow and mature. First, grow and mature. And then the harvest, almost as if he wanted spring and summer of religious growth to come before the autumn harvest. He wanted people to have a chance to grow to their full potential and invited them to do so. Moreover, Jesus wants partners who join him in pointing out all the positive signs of goodness and growth around us, of God at work in our world, of God at work successfully. And so during this Advent season, we really are invited to look around and see the signs of God at work in our world this year, here. The university students, completely enamored by science and who dream about a better world, who dream about a life of making that world possible. I see them in the students of MSOE all around downtown area, between classes. The young adults who give years of service in Central or South America to improve the lives of the poor, And in the process, they learn something about the blessing of simplicity. That's a sign of God coming into the world in a new and sometimes very unexpected way. The men and women across town at the medical college discovering cures for cancer or introducing remarkable methods for heart surgery. That's a sign of the new world that's coming into existence through all kinds of partners. Even the soldiers coming back from the terrible times in Iraq, who don't like to talk about it very much, who've suffered a great deal, but come convinced that they made a difference somehow. Like the grandparents who gave chocolate to kids rescued from the Nazis 70 years ago. I mean, that was a sign of God at work to make the world better. It really was. In spite of, maybe because of all the hardship that entered into that war and this one. People who work at reconciling families at Christmas time, healing ancient hurts, being patient with cranky relatives, people who are hard to love, and maybe because they need it more than others. You know, and so we're patient with them, and we take care of them, and that's also a sign of God at work during this season, making things better. You see, John the Baptist was right. There is a time for judgment. And every single one of us stand in the face of that. But Jesus wanted to be sure that he spoke about God's timetable. And during this holy season, invites us to be partners in the season, to share the kindness that is the reason for the season, as they say. It's God's kindness that we witness and become instruments of. And that's really what this whole season is all about. The gospel, the good news of the Lord.